TFM's T-Tech is here with more games and more techs.
What's up, nice show TFM here. It is your boy TP. Now, the first Assassin's Creed game coming to play us is Assassin's Creed Codename Red. According to Ubisoft, this game will be future of their open-world RPG games on Assassin's Creed. This time, the game is heading towards Japan, set in a feudal Japan, and there are new assassins who will one-hand swords, katanas, and hidden blades. But the studio promised long-awaited fans that Assassin's Creed Codename Red will allow players to live a very powerful shinobi fantasy. I mean, for as long as we've waited, Assassin has to start in Japan, and we've waited like this to happen for so long, for hardcore fans especially, and now they made it happen, so this is definitely a dream come true. So far, those are only the details released. Any more updates, I'll let you know. Stay tuned with me, because up next is another Assassin's Creed name called Assassin's Creed Codename Hex. Stay tuned, TFM.
T-Tech is all you need to know about all the gaming and tech news.
TFM. Yo, yo, TFM's T-Tech here. Hey, what's up? It's TP. Now, the next Assassin's Creed game coming our way is Assassin's Creed Codename Hex, H-E-X-E. This game is being described by Ubisoft as a new flagship title in a series where it will be a very different type of Assassin's Creed game. From the looks of the game trailer, fans pointed out that this is perhaps the darkest Assassin's Creed game ever. While Ubisoft has not released any info regarding this game, rumors are saying that this game will be set in Central Europe during the 16th century, especially during the Witch Trials era. So long-time Assassin's Creed fans are excited for this new and different concept, though it is not exactly like Assassin's Creed, but you get to explore what happened during the Witch Trials in Central Europe. This is definitely a game that we can look forward to. However, no details on when the release date will be yet so far. TFM.
Ooh, that looks fun! T-Tech is here!
TFM!
Hey, what's up, my show TFM? You're back with me, TP. So after Codename Red and then Codename Hex, another Assassin's Creed game is named Assassin's Creed Codename Jade. Now, the news has it that Assassin's Creed is finally heading towards mobile gaming with an open-world concept. It is like Genshin Impact on mobile. It was also reported that for Assassin's Creed Codename Jack, players get to create your own avatars as assassins, and you can do things like parkour atop of the Great Wall of China, sneak through bustling cities, engage in intense combat, and discover the secrets and vastness of ancient China. So rest assured that this Assassin's Creed Codename Jet will be set in era and place of China. Definitely another game for mobile gamers to look forward to. I myself would want to get my hands on this game as well. From the news that we've got, it might not be free to play. Gotta pay for some amount of money. Well, hopefully it's not too expensive so that I can afford it as well. TFM.
Flying cars? New study? Gaming updates? It's all here on TFM's T-Tech.
Hey, 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 T-Tech on the Night Show and TFM here, back with me, TP, for some gaming news. Today, we're talking about Assassin's Creed Infinity's game. So the final Assassin's Creed announced is Assassin's Creed Mirage. The game will take place in the 9th century Baghdad with a much younger Basim as the central character. Now, this game is back to the basics gameplay, celebrating their long ongoing franchise and to allow loyal fans to have a taste of a similar yet new adventure. The game will also focus on Altair and Ezio's earliest adventures. And rest assured, this is going to be a full-on stories and action gameplay. There will be stealth involved, plenty of assassinations as well. Assassin's Creed Mirage will be released in 2023, but we're still waiting on a confirmed date. Hey, at least they got a date, right? The previous one, they don't even have a date, but for sure, it'll be coming up in this coming few years on TFM.